Get himself a nice fresh bottle of man. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio, main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Unza maintains guidelines for supplementary exams. Police confiscate tipper trucks, 67 copper plates. International news. 39 dead in Spain train crash. In sport news, Kansashi cyclist set for APSA Cup epic. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Sijamba. In local news, the University of Zambia Senate has upheld regulation governing the awarding of supplementary examination following a special meeting held on Friday, 16th of January 2026. According to a notice issued by the Office of the Deputy Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, the Senate met to consider appeals from students seeking permission to sit for supplementary examinations. After deliberations, the Senate resolved that existing regulation on supplementary examination will be strictly applied and upheld across all schools. The Senate further declined to award supplementary examination to students who did not meet the required academic conditions as stipulated in the university regulations. As a result, only students who satisfy the laid-down requirements will be allowed to sit for the forthcoming supplementary examinations in schools where they are offered. The university management has advised all students to be guided accordingly. A 24-year-old man has been arrested in Sinda District, Eastern Province, for allegedly assaulting his two-week-old baby and his wife following a marital dispute. The infant sustained a swollen head while the wife suffered general body pains after the incident, which occurred yesterday around 13 hours. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba identified the suspect as Lamek Banda of Jelete Village in Chief Kawaza's area. Mwemba said the dispute began when Banda's wife stopped him from selling a bag of fertilizer to use the money to buy beer. He explained that the argument later turned violent, and when the suspect's sister, who was holding the baby, attempted to intervene, Banda allegedly threw a punch that struck the infant on the head. Mwemba said the baby has been admitted to St. Francis Mission Hospital in Katete, where medical staff are monitoring the child's condition. The Ministry of Information and Media has hosted a high-level awareness meeting focusing on Zambia's nuclear energy program, with emphasis on regulation, safety, and public awareness. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana reaffirmed government's commitment to advancing the national nuclear agenda, describing nuclear science and technology as a key driver of energy diversification and socio-economic development. Kawana stressed that public awareness and transparency are critical in building trust and ensuring national support for the nuclear program. He also highlighted the role of the Radiation Protection Authority, RPA, in regulating nuclear activities and protecting the public workers and the environment from radiation hazards. The Permanent Secretary further underscored the need to develop a strong national nuclear infrastructure aligned with International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, guidelines. Meanwhile, Radiation Protection Authority Executive Director Bosta Siwila said the authority is engaging Permanent Secretaries to strengthen understanding of its regulatory mandate and promote effective public and stakeholder engagement on nuclear safety. Well, still in local news, a 75-year-old man of Chivanyemba village in Mambwe district in Eastern Province has been killed by a hippopotamus. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said the 75-year-old Tyson Sakala died after being stomped on by a hippopotamus. Mwemba said the incident was reported to Mambwe Police Station through a telephone call by 55-year-old Bonaventure Benda. Mwemba said that the deceased was on his way to visit a patient in the neighboring village in the compound of his counterpart, 60-year-old Sungana Nizulu. He said while the two were on their way, they encountered a hippo within a short distance. Mr. Mwemba said the deceased failed to run away due to his advanced age, adding that the animal then attacked and stomped on him. He said the victim died on the spot due to multiple injuries sustained on the right leg and head. He said the police suspected no foul play and advised the family to bury the mark and grave for possible exhumation in a case postmortem was required. Health authorities in Chongwe District have scaled up efforts to ensure that all expectant mothers deliver from health facilities in a bid to reduce maternal mortality in the area. It was reported that the district has intensified sensitization on early antenatal booking, improved conditions in labor wards, and ensured the presence of skilled health workers in maternity units across all health facilities. The Chongwe District Health Office was said to be working closely with stakeholders to promote awareness on the importance of expectant mothers delivering at health facilities. Acting District Director of Health Services, Dr. Morton Suze, was quoted as saying the district was operating in line with the government objective of ensuring that no woman dies during childbirth. Dr. Suze stated that health workers in the district had embarked on a campaign to encourage early antenatal booking and adherence to good standards in labor wards, including maintaining clear and self-delivery environment. And finally, in local news, police in Chidilabombwe have recovered various items suspected to have been involved in illegal activities, including two tipper trucks loaded with copper ore and 67 copper plates. Other items recovered during the operation include four motorbikes, television set, and assorted electronic appliances. Chidilabombwe District Police Commanding Officer Charlie Ngendwe confirmed the recoveries, stating that police have also impounded two trucks suspected to have been used in illegal copper dealings. He added that several motorbikes were seized for traffic violations and lack of registration. Meanwhile, Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Mwalayuyi has warned the police in